This is Nick Roth. I've been up for 72 hours straight. I feel like I have a paranormal hangover, and you're listening to Paranormal Hangover.
Hello, all you crazy cats out there. This is Dr. Spector, and you are listening to Paranormal Hangover with Mark and Lauren.
What is that?
Oh, that would be... I still have an open beer, but okay. I'll take another one. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Paranormal Drunk Hangover with your hosts, Mark and...
Lauren.
And I'm double-fisting at the moment, somehow.
Hello.
I guess I'm not that kind of double-fisting.
Guess what's on TV right now, everyone, by the way.
Yes. Tune your TVs to ABC, ladies and gentlemen, and watch...
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
That's right. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving's on.
Yeah.
But do not shut the computer off. Do not shut your radio off. Do not shut off iHeart. Continue listening to this show because we've got an awesome guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This started... Well, this whole thing started kind of last year when we did the Thanksgiving special? Question mark?
Eve. Because our show is always on Thanksgiving Eve special.
Because the Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, so we're always going to be on Thanksgiving Eve.
Wow.
So anyway, so...
Thanks for that insight.
Dr. Spector joined us last year. He was our, as he likes to refer to it, as our emergency third string rookie backup that we brought in for the show. But which isn't true. We kind of at the last minute forgot we had a show. We're like, crap, we need a guest. Frank! So Frank joined us. We had a blast. He was drunk. We were drunk. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured, what's better than Thanksgiving Day tradition? So this evening, we will have Frank Snelly on again. Hopefully drunk. Hopefully in the bag. As we are trying to get there right now, because I had to work today, so we're playing massive catch-up.
I need to get drunkerer.
Drunkerer. Steen.
I'm not drunk enough. I'm not even drunk.
Are you drunk enough?
Wow.
Yes, yeah. 80s flashback. Drunk enough.
Oh, yeah. You're singing Backstreet Boys?
No. I was doing with that song Tough Enough and said I said Drunk Enough.
Oh.
Okay. We were on the total opposite pages. I was in a different book. I had, like, Braille on mine.
Really, Helen Keller? You had Braille?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You were so annoying. Right? You just unplug your headset and go in the other room. I'll continue on with the show here. Good God. Anyway, we have a chat room. If you go on dtmwickedradio.com, click listen and chat, join the chat room. Dr. Spector is in there, ready for your questions and debauchery.
Yes.
We're in there, waiting for questions and debauchery. But that's it. There's only two of us in the chat room.
It's because no one chats anymore.
People should chat. How can we get this to be like the Twitter feed? How can we get
bring
that?
Bring it back to AOL.
Yeah, oh, my God. You've got mail.
Now you're sitting up on Instant Messenger. What was it called? No, it wasn't Instant Messenger. It was just Messenger.
Yeah, AOL Instant Messenger.
It was just Messenger, right?
I think it was Instant Messenger. I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I am me, bro.
I am me. So, so we have Frank on tonight. We have, by the way, I guess we could probably announce right now, too, if we want to, that, yes, Frank will be appearing at Salem Con in April again. And he'll be doing another lecture with a special guest, which we'll announce that special guest at another time.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank will be appearing at SalemCon again, and he'll have his famous book, Bath, going, I'm sure. Isn't that awesome? I have to do it this year.
Yeah.
I need to stop for 5 seconds and do the footpath.
Well, you know, I told you to.
Listen, I didn't. Okay? All right? You know how I am. So, and speaking of Salem Con, April 21st and 22nd at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem, Massachusetts. There are still tickets available, folks. You can get your gold package tickets at mghparanormal.com. Don't wait around because there's not a lot of tickets left. And don't forget Chip Coffee's gallery.
Yes.
Chip Coffee will be there. He'll be doing a gallery reading. That's extremely limited tickets there, and you have to get those. There's not many of those left either. We have plenty of conference tickets for the daily vendor series and lecture series.
Mm-hmm.
But Chip Coffee, if you don't have a ticket to the gallery, you're not going to be able to get into the gallery.
Yeah.
So gallery reading for Chip Coffee, it's separate from the regular ticket. Be sure to get it. Plus, get your rooms. There's still a couple of rooms left at the Hawthorne. You can go right on our website. The instructions are right there. And then you can click over to the Hawthorne site and book your ticket that way. What else do we have?
That's it, I think.
That's it. We don't have a lot going on.
Christmas is coming up.
I got to change that.
Why?
I don't know, because I like doing things.
You don't like Christmas coming up?
Oh, I love Christmas coming up. I'm not talking about changing that.
Oh.
No. Why are you so like... Good God. No wonder why we keep losing listeners.
You know, it's all me.
I figure the show is, my enthusiasm's coming over the radio right now. Everybody's so excited. Double grr.
Listen. I told you, I have to get drunkerer. I had a very tiring day today.
Well, your cell phone's not going to get you drunkerer.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's going to get me LuLaRoe's. You are so aggravated right now. Yeah, and the best part is, you're getting aggravated.
Join us next week for a special solo session of Paranormal Hangover featuring Mark.
A solo session.
Oh, my God.
You play your ukulele and cry?
Yes, because I play the ukulele.
Yep.
Yes, I'm very skilled.
Did Google teach you how to play that?
No.
Yeah.
Why would he teach you how to play the ukulele?
No, because it'd be fun.
So what's going on over there? Who are you talking to on your phone? Because, you know, our show isn't most important to you, so I'm on the phone here. Go ahead.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Actually, I was talking to Frank, if you must know.
Go ahead. Do the show. I may pull the plug on the show tonight. I have no guest. I might just click end show, and that'll be all. And you can just go about enjoying your evening. And
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
No Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I shut it off.
Yep. That's not fair.
So we have Frank coming on tonight. We've got Salem Con in April. We have, obviously, Thanksgiving tomorrow. And as I said on Facebook earlier today, spend that special time with a special someone. I might have to rethink mine.
Wow. someone's getting leggings for Christmas.
But can I get them? Some leggings.
I'll get a pair for you, a pair for Frank, and a pair for Scott.
That would be hilarious.
How's that?
That would be great.
Okay.
Do it.
You get matching.
So, and then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is next month, then New Year's. Before you know it, we're in 2017, and Salem Con is upon us. We're going to Gettysburg again in February.
Yep.
Cool stuff. We're going to be at the Phenom family reunion in March
as well.
Oh, see,
that's what we have coming up. He's acting like there's nothing.
Yeah.
That's what we have coming up.
Stuff coming up.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
See who that is.
I don't know whose number. Who's this calling in? Who are you? Identify yourself.
I am the doctor.
Ah, the doctor is in. Yeah.
Doctor. The doctor.
How's it going, sir?
The doctor is in. I'm great, man. I'm loving life. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I'm hanging out with you guys, which is really cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We like
that. You know, and it's funny because earlier today, I remembered we did this. This is like what, our second or third time that I'm on Thanksgiving Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But
definitely the second. The year before, I think we're upstate.
I have to check my book. Yeah. I got to check my book.
This is definitely year two, at least.
Last year I couldn't do it because I had scheduled it like an open house. I put out an open invitation for people to drop by, social calling hours, you know?
Yeah.
And but the first year, and I remember this, right? The first year it was like 7:55, and I get a desperate text from Mark. It's our guest bailed. We couldn't get anybody else. Can you do the show? And I was thrilled to be your third emergency backup guest that year. So, you're our true hero. This year, I'm feeling very honored. I had like 3 days, four days.
Yeah, about 3 days.
Yeah. So, I'm honored and thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled that I'm not the third emergency backup guest. Only the second.
You're not even the second back. You were the first choice. We actually were going to do a replay tonight, and I was like, we should do a show with Frank again.
Yeah, because it was fun. That was fun last time we did it.
It is fun. I love hanging out with you guys, whether it's in person or here on the show.
We take what we can get, right? It's like, we're not next door neighbors, so yet anyway. Who knows? We might do that. That paranormal compound or whatever we're talking about.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to happen.
It does. It really does.
Then I'll build the wall.
You know what we need to
do? We'll build the wall. Somebody else pay for it.
No, what we need to do is we need to buy someplace like an old asylum that's being put up for sale or something.
Yes.
And turn it into paranormal apartment complex for all of
us.
Oh,
my God.
We each own a building, and we each live in the building.
Yeah. Can you imagine everyone living in, Waverly Hills?
Oh, God.
Their own little apartment.
Now let me throw this out here. I'm saying we buy an island somewhere.
Okay.
Where the weather is nice all year round.
Yeah.
And we don't got to deal with the snow and the cold and that bullshit. I'm just throwing that into the mix here. I'm good with whatever you guys want.
I'm down for that.
We could buy an island.
Although I do need seasons. So I would have to take trips in the winter.
You know, we're paranormal people. We always take trips.
There we go.
Right?
I know. I need to find something that we can lecture on so that we can start doing a little tour circuit and get around the country.
Oh, my God.
We need to do that.
Can you imagine? That'd be a shit show. We get a VW bus. Just go all out.
Incorporate it in like Frank does, incorporate it into the road trip where you're going along and you're like, oh, seeing this on the side of the road, the RCA dog and
the Adventure Kia. Oh my God, that was hilarious. Frank, do you see it? Yeah.
Right?
He doesn't see it.
I don't see it.
I still don't see it.
There's no dog. It was a lie.
After the fourth turnaround over that stupid bridge when we went the wrong way.
Hey, haven't we been here before? Get out. Just get out. I should have stopped the car and let you both out.
Right?
You guys made me nervous and indecisive that day.
Mark, why won't you just park? I don't know. I'm nervous and indecisive. You're the Trader Joe's parking lot. Shut up. I'm nervous and indecisive.
Oh, Christ. That was the funniest thing ever.
For those of you who are listening, all five of you.
And, ooh, we got five? And
we only have us in the chat room. I have no idea who's listening live, but who knows. But our listenership has dropped off dramatically. I don't know why. We should probably really get more organized. But, it's funny because I gotta get this in real quick. Let me incorporate this in. So we were looking for a place to brew our Deadly Grounds coffee that you can get at deadlygroundscoffee.com because it is the coffee to die for. And while we were trying to find this place to brew our Deadly Grounds coffee, we had this little adventure with Frank and we're in the Albany, New York area and quite lost because for whatever reason, the navigation was not helping us.
No, not at all.
Right.
And the driver was
indecisive.
And nervous.
But go on.
But all we were trying to do was find this house that supposedly Lincoln's ghost appears at.
Oh, my God.
And we just couldn't find the place. Turns out it looks like it's just a regular home. It's not really a historic.
Yeah, like
site.
Someone lives in it. So it wasn't. There were no markers or anything. It was just. It kept saying, "Your destination is on the left." Your destination.
I know. We're
is
parked in front of it, and we're like, "Oh, where is it?"
We're like, it says it's right here. Is it this house that somebody lives in right now?
Is it this one
and
right
probably
here?
Calling the cops as we speak.
So then we say, all right, what's next on the list? Let's go to Trader Joe's because we wanted to get this scotch that we get from Trader Joe's that's so delicious. And we didn't get to – we forgot to get some for Frank when we were here in Massachusetts. So we said, we'll go to New York and get it. All right, fine. So, you know, a half an hour later after driving down Wolf Road and getting stuck in traffic, we find Trader Joe's. And Mark goes around the parking lot like three times. And finally – goes, I don't know. I'm nervous and indecisive. Like, parallel parks behind some God knows what.
I parked, like, three blocks away from Trader Joe's.
We go inside.
Yeah, you did. We like, drove by, like, seven good spots. And we were behind the building, by the dumpster. You know, I'm pretty sure there were, like, you know, hobos trying to spit and clean the windshield.
The windshield with newspaper. That almost did happen, though, by the way. But anyway, so we go inside. Guess what? Trader Joe's in New York doesn't sell liquor, only beer. So we walked out with, like, coconut strips. And what the Frank, what did you get? You got, like, cashews.
He got cashews. The coconut cashews.
They were damn good cashews, too.
Yeah. And then Mark got super extra hot spicy cashews.
That I ate most of.
And that's what we walked out of after all that. And then... what was the third thing we tried to do that didn't work out?
We tried to see the arcade.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The arcade.
We tried that. We also tried... oh, we did find Uncle Sam's grave, though.
Oh, that was it. No, that was the third thing. We found his grave.
Yeah. We found... That was pretty damn cool. They said it was hard. It wasn't hard at all. We found it right away.
No.
The freaking find the arcade.
That was the easiest thing we did all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had delicious food at... what was it? Dinosaur barbecue?
Dinosaur? No.
This was so good. Yeah.
Was it dinosaur?
Yeah.
Bombers was longer Bombers.
Yeah.
So with the dinosaur barbecue.
Yeah. That was good food.
Oh my God, that was wonderful.
Yeah. But that
and
was,
then we had
even
more delicious food.
Oh yeah, that's right.
At Johnny Cathy's.
Yes, we did. And then we were up until like 4 o'clock in the morning, or that was after the ghost hunt. After the event, we came back and stayed up to like 4 o'clock in the morning. Wasn't it? Or no?
No,
it
was the night before. Because remember when I lifted the hood off the grill and the hot dogs were still there?
Oh, my God. The next day, the hot dogs were still there. That's right. Oh, my God. But, no, that's right, because we stayed up till like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning smoking cigars and eating meat.
Yeah.
And just drinking.
Doing
and,
manly things.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we... yeah.
We ate meat. Meat's good.
I was up before everyone else. I went outside. The hot dogs were still on the grill. Frank's humidor was by the pool. There was people's like flip-flops were everywhere. It was like a college party.
We had Kathy like absolutely believing that Frank had seen something in the house and that there was something going on upstairs. hang on. I have to give... we have somebody new. We have Cher in the chat room. And I'm going to give her...
hi, Cher.
Hang on, Cher. Take this and run with it.
Oh,
use
happening.
This link. She said, "Why can't I hear anything?"
Oh, okay. Yeah,
let's
we
give
have
her
that.
A link.
So how's Zach?
Zach is good. He's he's de-stressing.
Yeah.
While he's here, he's doing programming and you know all that fun happy computer nonsense and so. Yeah. Yeah, he's
nice.
He was a little fried when he got here, and we're doing good now. We had some cigars and some drinks by the fire. And,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the drive? Did he have a brutal drive?
Well, yeah, the drive was tough. There was, you know, the holiday adds an extra hour to it.
Yeah, of course.
But just you know, his semester so far has just been a really tough one for him.
Yeah,
he's taking. Programming and Calculus 2 and, you know, 10 other things that boggle my mind.
Grueling crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, if anybody can handle it, he can, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. The Khal.
The Khal Drogo. We have to do another Pennhurst event.
Yeah.
Tim Smith, if you're listening, we have to do another Pennhurst event.
Well, what about Pennhurst Paracon in June? I mean, I know we're not doing it, but it still means we can go.
Well, actually, I'm speaking at it, so
wow.
We're going anyway.
Wow. See how he threw that
awesome.
In there, Frank?
Because, you know why? Yeah. I will be there, too.
There you
Michelle,
go.
Will you be speaking, Frank?
I'm not sure if I'll be speaking.
Well, you're going to have to speak.
Okay.
Make it happen,
why,
Bob.
Am I on the
print? Make it happen.
He's just signing you up for things,
yes.
Frank. He's
so,
just signing you up.
Sign me up for everything, man. You be my agent. Get 10%.
Yeah.
10% of nothing.
10% of nothing.
I feel like this is a lateral move. Hold on a second.
Yeah, Pennhurst Paracon 3 is going to be really a little bit different this year. They've got a new hotel, and I don't know if they've announced this yet, so you know, hopefully I'm not speaking out of turn, but they got a new hotel, and they're going to do a social night meet and greet the night before, which
cool.
they have not done. We've, you know, of course, we do that on our own because that's what we do. We're, you
yeah.
know, we're seasoned pros at this. But, yeah, so that's going to be a blast.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I like that.
And you're going to Phenom Reunion, right?
I will be at Phenom Reunion. I've got my room.
So do we.
I'm not vending. I'm not speaking. I am
just
going to go. And I'm going to be social. I'm going to be Mr. Social. There's going to be a, Phenom is just always a nonstop party, but... Now it's going to be completely nonstop party with no responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
this will be our first trip down for Phenom, so
yeah.
Be gentle with us. I hear great things about it, and Dana's done great things down there, so we're looking forward to meeting everyone that we haven't seen yet.
Be gentle.
Yes.
Be gentle.
Dana is amazing what she does with that, and God bless her for doing it again.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to that.
We requested a room by the pool,
just
like as you stated.
Good.
So
good.
We shall
good
be in
idea.
The party zone.
Party zone.
The Hartman's room is the room to be.
Okay.
Stephanie
gotcha.
Brings cookies.
Oh.
Ah.
Are they special cookies or are they just cookies?
Oh, they're amazing cookies.
Okay.
They're not special, Mark. They're not
okay.
special like you're thinking. They are amazing.
Nice.
And,
oh of course,
and
their travel bar is actually bigger than my travel bar.
Oh.
Really? We have not met the Hartmans yet. This will be the first time we get to meet them. We'll be at Phenom. But
okay.
I've heard wonderful things about them, and I will say their reputation does precede them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to meeting them and seeing this travel bar.
Yes.
You know, they have their own hashtag. Hashtag damn Hartmans. Because, you know, they just kind of get blamed for a lot of stuff, deservingly so.
I'm a lightweight. I drink Coors Light.
I wish they had come to SalemCon last year because we could have blamed them for Zaphis falling asleep before his lecture.
Oh, my God. And me thinking he had a fucking you-know-what, knock on wood. Trying
yeah.
to, like searching for him, having the hotel call his room, knocking on the door. Meanwhile, he's taking a nap.
The last Phenom, Zaphis's room was between the Hartmans and my room.
Oh my God.
I felt bad for John.
Dear God, you should have switched
because,
rooms with him.
Yeah.
Let
no,
him be on the outskirts.
It was funny. And Jason Gallen, you guys know Jason?
No.
I know that name, but I've never met him.
Right.
I know that name from
Facebook.
Was on
he was on Extreme Paranormal on A&E. He was the guy that they put into every worst situation ever. You know, the one time, what did they do? They did like a blood ritual with him. They buried him. They just put him through the ringer on this show. He's a riot. So he has like the TV remote control, and he's at Zaffis's window, and he's trying to get porn on his TV.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
did he succeed?
No.
Ah!
He did not. But it was funny just trying to see it.
Note to self, unplug the TV.
And of course that was that was Hartman's fault. Damn Hartman's.
I'm gonna, when this show is over, I'm gonna go on Facebook and just be like, damn Hartman's.
Oh my gosh. Jason is like Aaron. Gets sent into all the horrible places.
Yeah, he got all the crap jobs. He was telling me the one time, right, they were using like this electrical pulse thing, but they had sprayed the room down with water. Right?
So
this mist in the air. Yeah, and he was literally getting shocked with this.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh yeah. The things we do.
I'm like imagining it in my head.
Here's this Tesla coil.
Go stand in that puddle right there. Hold this.
Right. Yes. Just hook one wire up to the left nipple, one to the right. It isn't gonna hurt.
You ever try to jump start a car? Same thing.
Oh my god. Let's chat a little bit, because you know this is Paranormal Hangover, so we should probably talk a little bit about paranormal instead of all these fun things that we do.
Wait, isn't so this what, paranormal?
Oh, it is kinda. Absolutely, it is. But I have some questions for you, and one of them is, of all of the, I guess all the shows that are on. Let's appease the TV show audience. Of all the shows that are on or have been on, if you could have been cast on one of those shows, which one would you have liked to have been cast on?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, and I love the guys from Taps.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, would have loved to have been on that show, but I really like a lot of the stuff they do on Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I can see that. Cause.
I like the places that they go. I like the access that they're given. Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I think longevity-wise, I would probably be better on Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just my two cents.
Okay.
I can see that. Yeah, absolutely.
I would probably butt heads a lot with Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And no offense, Zach. I've met Zach a couple of times. I think he's a good guy. I've you know, had fun with him. You know, Billy and Jay, I you know, can't say enough good things about them. I get along great with them. Aaron, you know, Aaron's okay. Aaron is Aaron, man. He's out there a little bit. but he's pretty cool. You know.
I can see that, though.
Huh?
No, I could see that. I feel like it'd be fun to investigate with them, but after a few investigations, I'd be like, F you, I'm not going in there. All right? You ask me again, I'm kicking you in the nuts. You know, like, leave me alone. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? I'd be like, no. How about you go?
Yeah.
How about you go in the room where the demon showed up?
Yeah, right?
Like that episode.
Yeah, here, you hold this fucking camera.
Yeah,
I'll
stand
here and commentate.
Yeah.
As Jay is like falling through the floors and outdoors, and what the hell did he? When he fell in the shopping cart, landed on top of him.
Oh my god! He pulled the shopping cart on top of himself. Have you been watching it this season at all?
I have not. I've been so busy. I've had some changes at work that are just like, you know, eating my time.
Yeah.
So some of the things they've been doing the last couple of seasons that I appreciate, and I actually, you know, I like the concept of it, and it also does make for kind of good TV. They've been sending a person in solo and isolated into an area wearing a GoPro strapped, you know, in a harness on their chest, so it's a body cam.
Mm-hmm.
They have no flashlight, nothing, and the only thing you can see is what's illuminated by that the GoPro can see, the IR on the GoPro. And they're going into places, pitch, they're feeling around for the walls and stuff. And, you know, this last one, they had strapped up Jay. And this is already after Jay had fallen. What happened? I don't remember what he fell over the first time.
Yeah, I forget what the heck he fell over the first, but he got to the bottom of the stairs. And I think he either, like, missed a step or he tripped on something because he fell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the bottom of the stairs. He collapsed.
He was going down the stairs in the pitch dark. Gets to the bottom, the door is open, he's feeling around for the door, and he falls. It hits his head on the door, falls over, he's just laying on the ground moaning. And they come down and they help him up, pick up his digital recorder, they, you know, gather himself, and they send him into this room where he's going to go and walk through the dark. And he you just can see he's feeling around. And you see him walk into this room, and there's a shopping cart in there with a bunch of stuff in it and some loose boards to the left. And he's feeling, and he trips on something, and one of the boards comes up and hits him. And as he stumbles back, he grabs the shopping cart, because he can't see, he just grabs whatever's there. And as he falls to the ground, the shopping cart lands on top.
But you don't see any of that. You see him fall, you see the initial, like, the beginning of the fall, and then you hear, like, the boom, 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 crack, and all the crack, and then you hear, and he's, like, laying underneath the shopping cart. They had to go pick it up off of him.
So I feel bad laughing, but it was funny to see it happen, because you could almost, like, go, oh, this is going to be good.
Like, this poor guy.
And then they show Zach and them, and Billy gets up and, like, goes running. Zach's, like, got his hands over his face, because clearly he was laughing. But the commentary is like, you can only watch someone fall and hurt themselves so many times before you have to put an end to it, because... Yeah. They don't want to see them get hurt.
And then the end credits come in, yeah. like Jay collapsing in a heap was the end scene. All right, show's over. See you next week. I felt so bad.
Oh, that's hysterical.
But I do love the isolation fact, because you're just going in. You cannot see a thing, and you don't have that flashlight that you can pop on real quick.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, hey, I'm alone in here.
Yeah.
You know, so I love how much fear goes into that when they do it.
Yeah.
So.
See, I wouldn't do that.
You know.
Not because I'd probably get, a nail through the hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are seasoned investigators, and you've been doing this a while, and I have too. And there are times, you know, you're just, like, walking, and I'll do that. I'll have a flashlight with me, but I'll have it in my pocket. I don't have it in my hand, and I'm doing that. And it starts to mess with your head. And logic starts to go out the window, you know, and all these great investigative skills we have kind of just go to the wayside, and you become very heightened and reactionary in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear I'm not afraid of the dark. Bullshit. Because let me tell you something. You're in the dark by yourself and you feel like someone's standing behind you breathing down your neck and there's nobody else in the room. I'm reaching for my fucking flashlight. I'm going to be like, who's there?
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's either that or I need a change of pants. Like, pick one. Because we're going in the route here.
There's a spot in Pennhurst. Okay. And Bob Christopher showed me this. We were at one of the Pennhurst events. So it's a little metal ladder that's bolted to a wall, and you go up through the little crawl space opening into the attic, but you don't go all the way in, right? You can't. I mean, there's loaded with animal feces up there. It's nasty and whatnot. But you go, he says, all right, now go up, shine your light all the way in the back, and then shut it off. And you're sitting there with your head, just your head exposed in this darkness. And that got a little freaky. And then you start to hear shit moving. And then you could feel stuff coming close to you. You know, and that was, man, that was wild and intense. you know, mm-hmm. whether it was really happening or this is your mind running wild because you're, you know, your head's exposed and you have no way to mm-hmm. protect yourself. And,
right. Yeah, because yeah, you can't protect yourself. Yeah. You can't see what it is.
No. I will show you guys that spot next time we go.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I think I'd be okay with the fact that if it was a ghost or a spirit or even a demon maybe at that point, rather than a raccoon that was coming through
oh
the dark
God.
And wanted
yes.
to tear my face off.
It's in my raccoon wounds.
That's what went through my mind. It's like, you know, this is some kind of animal up here.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it was different from an animal.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
When it starts coming at you from behind, that's like, okay, time to come down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do like that fireman slide down the ladder.
express down.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Yep.
Not ready yet.
Yeah. And I'm sorry we couldn't go down last time, the whole work thing. Whatever else
no,
was happening.
No, it was Miranda's graduation.
Oh, that's what it was, Miranda's graduation. That's
really?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I
can't you can't remember
that,
what you
that's
did
when
yesterday.
It was. That's when he showed me the spot.
Yep.
Yep.
That's when you guys did Eastern State Penitentiary, and I missed out, and Lauren missed out, because I was a good dad. Damn it. Why did I do that?
It's nothing. Yeah, know, oh, yeah.
This parenting thing.
Whole being a parent thing.
Yeah.
So, who is there with you tonight? We got Zach. Anybody else?
No, that's it.
Oh. Raccoons? Got any raccoons?
Get raccoons?
I do got
any
raccoons.
Wildlife?
They're really pissing me off. these raccoons. They you know, no matter what I do, they topple over the garbage cans and they're eating it. You ever see the movie The Great Outdoors?
Yeah, of course.
Right, and no matter what they tried to do to stop the raccoons, they still got into the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Lips and assholes. Remember what yep. they keep saying?
Lips and assholes.
Lips and assholes.
Hot dogs. They're nothing but lips and assholes.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
The old 96er.
Yes!
The old 96er.
Remember the guy? What the heck was his name? The one that got struck by lightning 62 times? Remember that guy?
Right?
Oh, what a great movie.
That
he
was a
go
classic.
I only go on the guy's birthday and he's dead. He's like 100.
Yeah. Hey, no, and he comes, John Candy comes running in the door. Bear, big bear, bear, it's a big bear.
It's a big
you saw
big
a bear? Yeah, a bear. Big bear chase.
Big bear chase.
Big bear chase. Big bear chase me.
Big bear chase.
We're down. Such a good movie. They got him on the water skis.
Stop. Stop.
Yep.
Stop.
I think he said go faster. All right. Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's that.
Sorry about we digress here, you know. We're just, hopefully everybody's having fun listening to us tell
we're
stories.
We're having fun. We're having fun now. This is
right.
fun.
All right, so we discovered, yeah. you know, wise Ghost Hunters would be great, but deep down inside, Ghost Adventures would be where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the one place without burning bridges that you visited that you were disappointed in after you investigated? Like, not because of the people that were there, or just because it wasn't quite what it was toted to be.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, they didn't come out and bit.
Bobby Mackey's.
Okay. Hmm. That's an interesting
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
It was a letdown, you know, and it was like you could feel stuff going on, but it was mm-hmm. always just way far away from you.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And I was with the Gone Haunting, Jen and Marcel, and Marcel and I went down to the, you know, the what is it, the portal to hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were crawling all in that stuff, and we got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Well, I've never been there, so I can't. Yeah.
And it was disappointing. I mean, I'm glad I went. It's such a cool place, and it was fun to investigate. But it was a hard investigation because it's a working bar.
Yeah.
So you've got compressors going off constantly, and you know, it's very hard to get a good EVP, and very, you know, you couldn't shut off all the lights. And,
okay.
You know, I mean, it's got its downfalls, but still a very cool place to be. And I'm glad I went. But yeah, that was a letdown. I was expecting a lot more to happen. But you know as well as I, ghosts don't perform on command. You know, I could go there again and you know, have the time of my life. And it's like Eastern State. You know, that time you guys were going to come, it was very flat that night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my very – and I've been to Eastern State maybe a dozen times. I've been there with huge groups, you know, 200, 300 people. I've been there where there was just seven of us in the building and, you know, in the whole facility. And I've never been disappointed. I've been there in the day and had stuff happen.
Uh-huh.
And that night, it was flat.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my God. Do you remember – wait. Was it us? I can't remember if it was us that we were there during the day, and you guys walked by that room.
Yes.
We both had that like weird experience.
Yeah.
Like middle of the day.
Yep, absolutely. That was when we got that. You felt the static. You felt something go through you.
Yeah.
And I remember
it was like walking through sludge, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we saw that girl. We're like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm taking trying. She was trying to take a picture of a ghost.
Yes. Yes. Right. There was a couple of them. A couple of girls. They had tripods set up and everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that stuff.
That was interesting.
I love seeing people do that during the day and stuff.
When we were, there was that same time that we were, Bella and I were like walking towards, was it Death Row? But it's like the building that you have to, like you had to walk up and we both saw something at the top of the stairs. We were both like, and you can't go up there because it's blocked off or whatever.
The door's blocked off and everything.
We were like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Middle of the day. People everywhere.
That place is pretty wild. I like. I definitely want to do that this year, sometime, and do it like.
Hell, I'll go during the day again. I don't care. I just want to be able to do it when there's like not as many people. You know, it's hard to like.
Not for nothing. That might be a good spot for a paranormal hangover event.
Ooh. Maybe we could do that.
Oh my God, could we do like a Toucher and Rich style? He doesn't know Toucher and Rich because they're not Pennsylvania.
This is Boston.
Just like sit out on the lawn by Death Row, like that little lawn area by the greenhouse.
Has the thing out, just broadcast live all
broadcast
night long
live.
While people are walking in and out and investigating.
Well, people are, that'll be fun.
Yay, yeah. Cher has both.
That'd
Cher,
be fun.
Cher has the chat room and the audio. Yeah.
Frank, that drink looks delicious, by the way.
The what? The drink?
That your drink looks delicious.
Oh, it is delicious. It's you know, I had a fresh pomegranate, right?
Ooh.
So I open up, you get all the stuff out, and I took the pomegranate, and then I kind of muddled some of the seeds, and I put in some orange, and then some Tito's vodka and some seltzer. Phenomenal.
Oh, it looks so good. I love
refreshing.
Little pomegranate seeds.
What?
Hello, little pomegranate seeds. You look delicious.
Yes. They were delicious.
Oh, sorry. Mark's typing. He can't type and talk at the same time.
I'm laughing at you guys.
Wah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to laugh at that, Lauren, because I cannot do that either.
I'm doing the whole my mouth's open too. I'm like,
yeah, your tongue hangs out a little bit.
Yeah.
Keep talking for a second.
Mouth gaping open. I know what Mark's doing.
So
guess what Mark's
like
doing? All right, you have two guesses.
What's wait a minute? What? What's he doing? I thought he was typing.
I don't know
how can he type without hands?
No, I said he just got up. Guess what he's doing? And then he gave it away, kind of. He's opening up a brewski.
There you go.
He's opening up a
going,
I see.
Ghetto, drinking Coors Light.
Listen, so, no, in all honesty, though, in the last, I don't know, Frank, you know this, because is it true that people's taste buds change for certain types of food every 3 years or so?
It depends. There are some other factors involved with that, but yeah, it's people's taste buds will change.
Interesting. Because
you know,
I used to... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go on.
No, go. I want to hear what you have to say because I'm interested in this.
Well, I was going to say there are certain conditions. There's a systemic yeast condition called candida. And that will make people start to crave sugar more.
Okay.
So the pH neutral foods like green vegetables start to become a big turnoff. They don't taste right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good proteins start to become same deal, you know, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. pastas and breads and, you know, sugars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they start to crave, and that's what they feel they need to live.
Okay.
So, yeah, that changes, you know, on a physiological level.
Okay.
Okay.
I just noticed, like, I'm lightweight. I'm drinking Coors Light. I never drank Coors Light. Okay? I drank Coors Light in college when we got kegs because we were poor, and that was, like, the cheapest beer.
Right.
But... lately, I can't have anything dark. No dark beer, no red wine, even like dark like sodas. If it's dark, if it's a Sprite, I can drink it. If it's a Coke, I can drink it, and then I'll feel sick in like half an hour.
And interesting.
It's the same thing for anything dark. So like dark rum. If it's dark rum, I can't. If it's light rum, like white rum, I'm okay. If it's, you know, and then the same thing with beer. If I drink a Pilsner, yep. I'm fine. But if I drink a Stout, I don't feel good.
You need to come spend some time with me.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's it. Dr. Frank Sinelli, Holistic Retreat.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
No. I wasn't thinking for you know, the medical stuff. You just need to come spend some time with me, Lauren.
Oh.
I'm still on the air.
Oh, shit. Mark can hear us?
I'm just going to drown my sorrows in my Coors Light. The 15 of them I'm going to need to drink.
He's taking a Coors Light bath.
Yeah. After this, I'm going to go try and enjoy a Cuba Cuba on my back porch.
Oh, that's right. He's going to have a cigar in your honor, Frank.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, we Zach and I had two each before the show. I might do another one after. I don't know. I have another turkey to prepare and stick in the oven.
Are you
That's code for sex.
Are you cooking any of these turkeys like outside in a smoker or in a fryer or anything? Okay.
No, for Thanksgiving, I like the traditional type turkey.
Nice.
Now in the summer, I'll smoke turkeys. You know, I'll do probably two a summer, and you know they're wonderful. I've never deep fried a turkey. And that's kind of something I want to try to do. But once again, for Thanksgiving, you know, I like that traditional. I put it in the oven, cook slow and slow all night long. You wake up, the entire house smells like turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Yes, I agree.
My buddy deep fried a turkey one time for our fantasy football draft. And it was glorious.
It's delicious. It really is delicious.
It was
glorious. As long as you don't, like, catch yourself or your house on fire, it's delicious.
But
right.
I see where Frank's coming from, though, with the whole traditional.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you don't mess with. It's like, it's Thanksgiving.
Just do the turkey.
Just do the traditional turkey.
Yeah.
Make it happen. You know.
Maybe, like, fry. Do the fry later for Christmas. Make the fried turkey.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Very cool. So... just jumping back on paranormal real quick here.
Yes.
So we did the place that you were disappointed in. We did the show you would be on. What's the one place you would never go back to because it's maybe scared the crap out of you or just gave you that bad juju that you're like, I'm staying clear of this place?
I have not come across that yet.
Ah.
And, you know, I mean, when I did Pennhurst with you guys, I kind of had a little incident happen there, which will freak me out a little bit. I could not wait to go back there and back to that same location.
Yeah.
You know, because in my head, I had something to prove.
Right. You know.
Definitely. I was going to say, I remember that moment. Maggie talks about it still, too. And it was one of those. And not like she was, you know, she was terrified at the moment because I think everybody that was there was like a holy crap, what just happened sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the whole, when she talks about it, though, she's fascinated by what happened, too.
Yeah.
Because
that
was not you. That was not Frank.
No.
Yeah.
And it started with Maggie. You know, I just started chasing her. And all in my head, all I want to do was like grab her and throw her on the ground. And she ran into the room and I went in, I hit the wall. She screamed. That kind of snapped me back out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and then I went into that bathroom and I forget I was gone. I could see, it was like I was outside myself looking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Lauren, you said to me, you know, later that I didn't even look like myself.
No, you didn't. Because I remember going in there with you because I, you know, it's the event. And I'm like, oh, my God, is something wrong? Are you okay? And you didn't look like yourself.
Can...
You were. I've never seen you. I wouldn't say you were afraid, but I've never seen fear in your eyes. And you, like, you did not know what the hell just happened. And that's like you had fear.
No, and at that point, I knew if I could get outside, I was going to be okay.
Yeah.
But I could not get my feet to move.
Yeah. It's almost like you were scared of the actions of what just happened. You were like, that's not me. What the hell just happened to me? And how did that happen?
I was scared of the other shit running through my head at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and then Isabella came over and tried to get me out, and I started walking. And again, all I could think was I wanted to throw her down the steps.
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah. So, that was that's the thing that freaked me out the most, that incident at Pennhurst. But I could not wait to get back there and conquer this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place does that to you, because there's things that happened to myself and to Mark there that were like, we got to get back to Pennhurst.
Yeah.
I have to find out what I got to go. I just have to go back.
Pennhurst scares me.
Yeah.
Not like, oh my God, I'm terrified, I don't want to go there. Pennhurst scares me because you never know what you're going to get. You don't know whether it's going to be a calm night and you're just going to have interaction with the spirits, or shit's going to get real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to be like what happened at the event.
Yeah.
And I really honestly think that it was what we were doing. And I'm not saying it because it was like, pat on the back, great job, we came up with an awesome idea.
No.
I think it was just...
pat yourself on the back, because that was an awesome idea.
I'll pat you on the back.
That was phenomenal.
And the thing is that the people you chose, Frank, I don't know if you had intention behind it or if you just randomly chose people, but everyone that you chose played it and played it well. Like, Tiffany was screaming, you can't touch me, don't you touch me, you know, you don't scare me, and all that. And the static electricity in the room skyrocketed.
Went
with, like,
through
everybody.
The roof. Yeah, remember we were down in the basement and I was Anne was her name and she was being very defiant.
Yes.
And freaking everybody's devices started going off and
Oh my God, look at my arm, Mark.
I
have goosebumps all over my arm because
me too.
She was doing it so well too. She's like, I don't need my medicine. No, I'm not taking that.
Yeah.
I don't need it, you know.
Yeah. And with her, I knew she was going to do that. I know her. I knew she would be give me a hard time.
Yeah.
So and she's a doctor. She's, you know, a legit doctor.
Yeah.
So, So she has an idea of the shit that goes on there.
Yeah.
That was so freaking cool. I want to do that again.
As soon as we're done I'm messaging Tim. I'm over here going, we got to do that again this year. We have to.
And Bella had the little cup with the pills and it was like shaking the pills at people.
Yes.
Chasing them. That was great.
Oh, man. What
I
a
had
great.
Another incident at Pennhurst.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were there. We were filming with Ghost Detectives.
Mm-hmm.
And I got scratched on the back of the neck. And I'm
really?
I'm trying to be quiet about it. Yeah, I got just right across the back of the neck, and it burned, right?
Uh-huh.
And I quietly go over to Isabella. I said, you know, Isabella, look at my neck. Is there something there? And next thing I know, you know, Bob Christopher is there with the camera and the hot light, which makes this scratch on the neck start burning even worse. And then I got angry, right?
Really?
So I start maybe, you know, harassing, you know, calling out a little bit. And Rich Rizal kind of put it in perspective for me. He says, well, you know, you got to keep in mind that some of these people, this was their only means of communication.
Yeah.
You know, right. It was not, they weren't trying to be physical or hurt you. They were trying to get your attention because they had no other way.
Right.
And, you know,
true.
Which puts me off even worse because he was right. But so that'll be on this season, Ghost Detectives.
Nice.
My first episode aired last weekend. I still haven't seen it because I don't get the channel that it's on.
Listen, you got to get on that and get some link to it so we can the rest of us can watch too.
Well, it will eventually be on YouTube.
Okay.
So that'll be exciting. And that was the first episode was the David Stewart Farm in Gettysburg.
Love that place.
I had an amazing death scene.
Yes. Yes. I want to see that.
You were telling me that.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
it brought him in from the battlefield.
We were using one of my devices, the scalar generator, trying to kick up activity, and that was cool. And I hope that made the edit, the session that we did with that. But that was that got pretty intense.
Cool. I'm excited to see that.
Definitely. Please do share when you can get that online, because I definitely want to watch it and I want to share it around so people can see it. I love watching Ghost Detectives. They do such a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool that you're part of the group there now too. So I'm just looking back through my messages because we're talking about Pennhurst, and Denny Gager had sent me a picture from that event that was taken in the dark down in the basement by Candyland.
Yeah.
And he was in a room. I put him in a room by himself, continuing along with what we were doing. And I said, I'm just going to leave you in here. I said, you know, just stay here, and I'll come back in and get you in a little bit. So I did. I put him in there. And he snapped off a couple photos while he was in there. And there was one photo he sent to me because he had seen, like, you know, a quote-unquote orb in the photo.
Okay.
But I looked at it, and I'm like, I don't know. I think I don't think that's anything really. And then I looked at the photo more, and I said, Denny, did you see the figure at the top of the stairs?
Oh yes, I remember this picture.
Four steps in the room going up to a landing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what? So I sent it back to him, and of course I did the whole, you know, let me circle it for you.
Yeah.
But I showed him what I was looking at, and it's not, you know, like a shadow figure. It's almost like the Predator thing where you can see, you
the
know,
silvery.
Yeah, it's a little
like,
different
the shimmer.
Looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the shape of a man standing at the top of the stairs.
It literally looks like mercury in an old thermometer, the way it used to fall, used to drop. Yeah.
So I'm looking back through to see if I can find it because I want to share it with you. But, you know, it's definitely a cool place that we want to go back to. It's amazing, obviously. And we should do it again. We definitely should do it again.
Yeah.
So.
And everyone
I
should
agree.
Go and watch Ghost Detectives when it's on YouTube. Well, it's some of it's on YouTube, but you got to watch Frank's episode when it comes out on YouTube, and Frank will let us all know.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to watch that.
And guess what? We're out of time. We used up the whole time.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
We are out of time.
That was
quick.
I know. Right? Well, it's like getting, it's like going to the doctor and getting a shot.
Right.
See, that was fast.
That was painless. But, Frank, thanks for coming on with us. It was fun again. And tomorrow's Turkey Day, so yeah. It was
fun. Hey, you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And you know what? I love you guys. Love being on your show. Love hanging out with you. You know, we need to do more of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
We should do a monthly segment with Frank. So it'll never be our third backup for the second backup of the third.
Right. The third emergency backup monthly show.
All right, Frank, we love you and have a very happy Thanksgiving. And say hi to Zach and everybody else for us.
You got
Take care,
it,
brother.
Bye bye.
See you guys.
Bye-bye, brother. And thank you, everyone, who tuned in for listening tonight and shared Monica Cozzo. Thank you for coming on and listening to the show tonight. Sorry we couldn't get you on air. Maybe next time, though. And everyone, make sure you drink a Deadly Grounds coffee. Visit deadlygroundscoffee.com. It is the coffee to die for. And, yes, Lauren has put the TV on in the background. And I guess that's it. Everybody have a great night. Bye.